The core event is the establishment of holiness requirements for the Israelites, following a breach of priestly protocol. The main characters are the Lord Moses, Aaron, and his sons Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, set in the context of the newly instituted worship system at the tabernacle. Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, resulting in divine fire consuming them. Moses interpreted this as the Lord proving himself holy and instructed their removal from the sanctuary. Moses commanded Aaron and his surviving sons not to mourn outwardly and to remain at the tent of meeting due to their anointing. The Lord then commanded Aaron that he and his sons must not drink wine when entering the tent, to ensure they can distinguish holy from common and teach the statutes. Moses addressed Aaron and his remaining sons about consuming certain offerings, but became angry when he discovered the sin offering goat had been burned instead of eaten. Aaron explained that given the day's tragic events, eating the offering might not have pleased the Lord, which satisfied Moses. Subsequently, the Lord gave Moses and Aaron detailed dietary and purity laws for all Israelites, categorizing land animals, sea creatures, birds, and insects as clean or unclean based on specific physical criteria and outlining procedures for contamination from carcasses. The stated purpose of these laws is consecration, as the Lord who brought them from Egypt is holy. The trajectory moves from a specific priestly failure and its immediate consequences to the establishment of broad, enduring regulations for national holiness. The turning point is the transgression of Nadab and Abihu, which directly motivates the emphasis on precise obedience and the distinction between holy and common. This passage positions Israel's need for defined boundaries to approach a holy God, a theme that finds its ultimate resolution in the New Testament's call to holiness based on God's character.